The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, everybody, alongside.
Heyo.
Heyo. Still to come this hour, JVT in studio.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Every time the Clippers lose, then we have him on, you're right. He'll talk NBA playoffs with us. Jason Weingarten on Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Does that induce a bet, an anti-UNC bet? It kind of does for me. I'm starting to get there.
That poor media relations department.
I'm starting to get there. And of course, his thoughts on Hunter Ben versus Gorilla. By the way, our own Roberto Moreno, am I allowed to talk about this? Our own Robert Moreno?
Of course.
Rob Moreno has asked ChatGPT what might go down between the Gorilla and 100 Men. He asked it to do it randomly, and we'll go through those results as well.
They are fascinating.
Little bit of breaking news on the fallout of the Shedeur Sanders slide. One of the things that in all the stuff we talked about that I didn't talk about was this prank call that happened during the day where it later was found out that Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich's son had gotten a hold of Shedeur's phone number. Apparently, the story goes that his dad, the Falcons defensive coordinator, had left a notebook open or something in his house, and his son happened upon Shedeur's number. He then used that number. What are you looking at?
No, I was going to follow up because Schefter had some important notes on this that I caught, I believe it was yesterday, with the Sanders family going without an agent.
Yeah.
The agent usually controls, right, how this information gets sent out, how the phone numbers get sent out. So what ended up happening is that everybody that needed a contact number for the Sanders, you know, group
got Shedeur's phone.
Got Shedeur's phone number.
So anyway,
which I was shocked to hear that.
Jeff Ulbrich's iPad was open. The son gets the phone number, and you probably saw they actually had the video of both Shedeur getting the call and then Jeff Ulbrich's son actually making the call. And he impersonated. He said he was Mickey Loomis from the Saints. He said, "Hey, Mickey Loomis from the Saints. We're going to draft you, but it's going to have to wait." And Shedeur was like, what does that even mean?
Right.
He got off the phone. Anyway, here's the deal this morning. The NFL has fined the Atlanta Falcons $250,000, and they fined defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich $100,000 over the leak of Shedeur's phone number. Ulbrich's son's name is Jax. He took the number from the iPad, used it to prank Sanders during the draft. Jax has apologized for what he did. Okay, $250,000 to the Falcons. We're really fining Jeff Ulbrich $100,000 for having something in his house with his family and his son grabbed his number? Is that what we're really doing that?
Yeah, we are. We are. You still got to... I mean, if I'm the Falcons, I'm handing him a bill for $250,000 right now.
Falcons,
what did the Falcons do?
Falcons apologized. The kid apologized. I just like, in your home... Imagine you with your family.
This is a tough subject.
You get fined for something that your son just grabbed off your thing.
You're responsible for your kids.
$100,000. You're responsible for your kids. What are you, adjudicating the family?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's stupid to me. Anyway, that's the word on it.
Something had to happen, though. Something had to happen.
Well, find the Falcons. Don't find the father.
You see, I'm okay with that, but I also would expect the Falcons to be like, hey, you're going to take care of this for us.
So the NFL is now making sure that you keep your iPad closed at all times within the confines of your home. That's what they're going
with. So this is where it's tricky, and I'm glad Schefter brought this up, right? Because it is, like, this is, when you think of all these other players, this information is not as accessible. So it is, it's just a little bit of the warnings, and we saw this. I think most famously with Lamar Jackson, but it's gone back a ways now of the whole going into the draft without an agent. Well, this is clearly one of those negative results that could happen when you don't have an agent helping control this type of information getting out.
We get tweets of beating the book, cheap prop bets. Wait, Kelly, you didn't know your own brother could legally say, trust me, I'm a doctor the whole time?
No,
this whole time?
I'm so embarrassed about that.
What a family. Ace approves. By the way, that would not happen in my tribe. Let me just tell you that. Ace approves. Chris Sale outs prop remains at 17.5 juice to the over, even though he hasn't gone six yet this season. Old man Sale's a five-inning guy in 2025. I hit the under at plus 128. I like that. Ace approves. Joe C714. Okay, I have to chime in on this silverback gorilla thing. There's absolutely no way 100 men can take one on. 4 to 9 times stronger than a human male. Can lift 1,700 pounds. Can bite 2 times stronger than a lion. And weighs 300 to 500 pounds. 100 go at once. They're all done. I'm with you, Joe C. Ian McDonald, what happens when a team like Cincinnati, who recently beat Baltimore 24-2 and whose plus 22 constitutes almost exactly half of their positive run differential, has a run differential skewed by that one game early in the season? Ian, that's why I say it's not the end-all be-all. It's just one way to quantify it. My real way to quantify it was just to look at again at the San Diego Padres schedule and say, oh my God, there are literally five, let me count these up, 5, 8, 11, 14 games alone against Colorado, the Angels, Pittsburgh, and Miami. Then there's 3 more against Toronto. There are literally 9 games I'm scared of. I don't know, man. That is a cake schedule. And when I saw the 25-1 over at Circa, I sprinted.
You did sprint. You didn't just sprint a short distance.
No,
either.
I sprinted. Bobby Geddes. Cannot wait for the segment with Jason. Can't wait for Gil to convert to hashtag Team Human. I also called my friend Bill to tell him he was being sacrificed first to kill a gorilla. He's okay with it. Jeff Levine, trailing on the broadcast, but guessing no DraftKings market on monthly MLB wins is because they think slash have algorithms that show that money and monthlies take away from some daily action. Interesting. Think of how AI can benefit their better understanding of their market. That's a possibility. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. But man, I feel like I would have to have years of evidence of that first before I wanted to remove a market.
Evan Klein, same thing basically happened to Tyler Warren and Cooper DeGene, but nothing happened. Talk about prank calls.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Like all the, it's not just him who got prank called. Yeah. Lots of folks get prank called, but now we're fighting $100,000 to Jeff Ulbrich because it got caught on camera and it's Shadur. Brooklyn Betts, Mets have 19 April wins, Tigers have 17, should mean Mets have it locked up at Caesars. Well, that's in April. We're talking March, April, Brooklyn Betts, because one book had April, the others had March, April. Eric Pinnell, what if he was a doctor allowing health info out for his son? What's the difference? Hashtag HTTR, by the way. That's hail to the Redskins. You can absolutely go there. But again, this is a common occurrence. It's not just this one time that it's happened. Brian M., I wonder if the NFL would have fined him if it was taken off a Microsoft Surface tablet. Great point.
Gil's over here reading through tweets. I'm trying to hold back laughter so hard when Brian sent that in. Are you kidding me?
Nevada Azer, not a fan of Goodell. This fine nonsense makes me dislike him even more. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go country clubbing right here on A Numbers Game. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
That's Wyatt. All right, one phone.
Speaking of country clubbing, do you know that ever since Wyatt Tomchek came on the show and slandered Iga Świątek, she has not lost a match? Just want to point that out.
I just blindly bet her this morning, by the way. I didn't even text you. I got in front of my computer, saw she lost the first set, and I was just like, this is on clay, right?
Yeah.
Confirmed that.
It's a faster clay. We're getting to slower clays after this, but still. She
prefers a slower clay?
Oh, slower the better. She's Rafa. Ladies and gentlemen, the Byron Nelson is this week. Commonly referred to these days as the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, and Kelly has thoughts.
Yeah, that is it's a pretty awful name because everybody just knows it as the Byron Nelson.
Yeah.
They need to do something about this. But anyways, the CJ Cup, they pay money for it, so they get the naming right. CJ Cup Byron Nelson. Look, Gil, this is an interesting event. We've played it at TPC Craig Ranch now for 4 years. The winning scores those 4 years, 25 under by KH Lee, 26 under by KH Lee, 23 under by Jason Day, and 23 under by Taylor Pendrith.
One of those.
Straight up birdie fest. This is one of the easiest courses that you will see on the PGA Tour throughout the entire season. It is long, I'll give it that, but it is very easy to score on. You've got 156 guys, full field event, top 65, and ties do make the cut. Par 71 set up. They did change this down from a par 72 to a par 71. I believe that was 2 years ago. They went with that. As you can see, if you're watching at home, though, we are dealing with wide fairways. They did up the rough this year, so I'm interested to see if that's a little bit more penal if guys spray it off the tee, but you are looking for guys that can hit it long off the tee here and quality second shots, because it will be easy around the green and easy putting that you're going to see this week. It's going to be probably a quality ball striker who has a good putting week come up with the W here, Gil. So I like to handle these events. Okay, we're talking about Scheffler here. Scheffler is playing in this. It's a very odd field. Scheffler plus 280 to win this in 156 player field. Jordan Spieth is next on the odds board, 18-1. Sungjae Im 22-1. Benny on 25-1. Everybody else is 30-1 or
plus
longer.
Plus 280.
It's not ridiculous odds for Scottie Scheffler that we've seen before. But the problem is, Gil, you're talking about, I mean, the win percentage of what he'd be in a 156 man field. It's just too, it's, Scottie Scheffler could very easily win this event. He is by far the best golfer in this event. It's not even close. But you're talking about 156 guys playing in this, and you're expecting him to win and to bet him at plus 280. It's just not a number I could get behind. There's some shops out there. I saw plus 330 yesterday. You get me closer to 4-1. I think it's probably a bet. He's clearly the best guy in this field, but I'm staying away with these birdie fests. I'm kind of been sticking to the same formula. I'm just going to go throwing a few darts, playing outrights, covering these with top fives a little bit, and then probably we'll play all four of these guys in the first round leader market, although I have not bet those yet. We'll say that first round leaders, I always bet Wednesday night just to make sure there's no weather concerns in the windows that I'm looking at. So for that play, Ryan Gerard, this is a guy who's been a popular guy on the first round leaderboards. If you've been watching this year, Ryan Gerard, 63-1 in the outright market. Kevin Yu, 85-1. Alejandro Toasty, 90-1. Sammy Valamaki, 100-1. Those are all outright numbers. Did cover them with top fives as well. You and Toasty, very long, great off the tee, and great ball strikers. Hoping for spike putting weeks out of those two.
Did we get it all in?
Yeah.
Coming back, Jason Weingarten, Gorillaz, and Belichick's girlfriend next.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Whether you're placing your first bet or you've been playing the ponies for years, VSiN's Kentucky Derby Betting Guide has everything you need to get ahead on Derby Day. Inside the guide, you'll find a clear breakdown of how to bet on horse racing, great for beginners, detailed previews of both the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks, and best bets from top racing experts to help serious bettors cash in. Love that they're doing a section for beginners. The guide is yours with a VSiN Pro subscription. Start today for just $9.99 and get your first 30 days of VSiN Pro, including the Derby Guide, daily best bets, exclusive betting splits, and more. Sign them now at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. We had Drew giving us his thoughts on the Derby yesterday. Mike Somich will join us tomorrow to do so. And then Christopher Felica, are you familiar with his work? He will be here on Friday.
Yeah.
With his Derby thoughts.
The and hopefully a live hit from Drew Dinsick.
Hopefully on Friday. Track. So who do you go with? American Treasure? Is that the name of the horse?
No, but I don't remember what it is. American Promise. Thank you, Brian Ortega, from
Listen,
the back.
There's an American Treasure and there's American Promise. Promise happens to be the horse. We get tweets at Beating the Book.
You like my answer? I just knew that wasn't correct.
Dan Rochelle, I live in North Carolina. The good, 7 different sports books available for me to use. The bad, none have monthly MLB win totals. Insert the sound effect of fans booing Roger during the NFL draft. K219, pranking draft prospects isn't groundbreaking. Talk to Jeff Schwartz. I think he said he got quite a few waiting to be drafted. He did. Dave Ross and Jeff Schwartz were doing the GM shuffle, and Schwartz talked about how he got pranked all the time doing it. So like all of a sudden now it's finable offense. By the way, $100,000 to the defensive coordinator? That's like not a negligible percentage of his salary.
No. I also don't know, like, clearly me and you don't completely agree about this. I don't know that I've ever disagreed with you on something that I could not care less about.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. My passion has evaporated as well.
Sorry, NFL players have to deal with this. What a terrible situation.
Chris Heath on your golf picks, he says, consensus pick amongst most trusted this week 5 handicappers is Knapp, he says.
I like Jake Knapp this week. Okay. I don't hate that pick.
James Stott. Sticky situation, Gil, but with, let's see, WFH being so big, I can't leave my computer without locking it as well. Probably would cost me my job, but if my son did that, he better have more than 100 guys in a gorilla between me and him. And then Jason H11, yo, I totally bet UNC underwins when I saw the video of his girlfriend on the field during practice. Now to sit and patiently wait. Gorilla talk. Well, before we get to Jason Weingart, because we do want to talk gorillas and Belichick's girlfriend with him. Rob Moreno, what is Rob's title here? Emperor? What is his title here back here behind the glass?
Emperor of Project Design.
Master of everything. Yep. Can pull the plug on us any moment if he wants to. So he asked ChatGPT, and he asked it to give a sort of random, what was the wording, Rob? Like sort of a random result to the 100 men versus gorilla. By the way, for those who weren't familiar, they're like, what the hell are you guys talking about? This is a viral tweet. Just a guy on Twitter who just said, you know, brought this up. Could 100 men beat a gorilla? Could they vanquish a gorilla? So here are the results from the ChatGPT thing. This is a, on the left, subject Kong, by the way, species, Western lowland, physical condition, peak. Talking about the gorilla now, approximately 420 pounds, disposition, aggressive upon perceived threat, human force composition, 100 men, ages 19 to 56. This is from ChatGPT. Fitness varies, combat experience, broke it down. It did some a random breakdown of the 100 men, 8 with advanced hand-to-hand military training, 25 physically fit but untrained, 40 average, little or no useful combat ability. That's us, Kelly. 27 hesitant, panicked, or non-compliant. Well, maybe
that
that's
might,
us.
That might that be, might, us,
that
too,
might be
yeah.
us, too. And then on the right side, the casualty report. So this is what ends up happening. Per ChatGPT, 21 die, 34 seriously injured, 18 minor injuries, 27 uninjured, and in parentheses, it says mostly runners.
ChatGPT is funny, man. I got jokes.
I like it, ChatGPT. Psychological observation, 70% panic or freeze response, only 20 to 25 actively committed to neutralizing the gorilla, roughly 10% pivotal to success. Many survivors report long-term trauma, guilt, and shock. But the conclusion, after all that, their conclusion is the gorilla ultimately does get neutralized because eventually... it says, you know, it might run out of steam, but it does note, however, without weapons or training, even 100 men suffer devastating losses against the silverback gorilla. Human strength lies in numbers and tools. Without those, nature dominates. Yeah, you can't do it without tools. Jason Weingarten is here, ladies and gentlemen. He has concocted a plan to beat the gorilla. Jason, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line at Spreadopedia. How you doing? What's your plan?
Pretty good. All right, so I've thought about this a little bit since it popped up, I think, on Sunday. And obviously, you know, I have some of the same strategies as everybody else. You know, you got your first group. I call them the bait group. You can pick anybody you want for the bait group. For me, personally, I'm picking my least 10 favorite people in gambling. I'm not going to say they are. You can. But my second group of people, this is actually only one person. Let me sure I get his name right. But this plays into group one. But group two, I have Ryan Krauser, two-time Olympic gold medal shot putter. He will be throwing group one to the gorilla. That will be the start of this plan. Now, while he's distracted, we have the guys going right up the middle. And obviously, if you've been following the discourse on this, you know, John Jones, Aaron Donald, Miles Garrett, those guys all get mentioned as your guys going up the middle. So I can't really, you know, beat that list. I'm not going to try to beat that list. So anybody you want being your big, strong guys going right up against the gorilla, that's who you got. Then you got the flanks. I need some big, strong athletes on the flanks, some MMA fighters, some Navy SEALs, you know, some guys can get in low and do some damage. Nothing out of the ordinary there. I think everybody's covered that aspect so far.
He says he thought a little about this. Keep going. I'm sorry. Go on.
That differentiates my plan is group three. And remember, I'm a baseball guy, so I'm including some baseball players here. I got a whole arsenal of baseball players, and we can up the number if we need to, but I'm going to start with like 15, 20. Give me like Paul Skeens, Aroldis Chapman, you know, every pitcher you could think of that throws 99 miles an hour. Once this whole melee gets started, we're going to have the pitchers off to the side, like an L-shaped flank, and they're going to take every rock and object they can find and just start chucking it at the gorilla's head as hard as they can. Because if you get Beans and Chapman and a whole group of major league pitchers throwing things at a gorilla's head, I think everybody else can take care of the gorilla pretty quick.
Once again, weapons.
Okay, weapons, fine. Then there's no weapons. But here, we all get to wear shoes, right? So yeah. Now I'm at the 50 major league baseball pitchers, the 50 fastest throwing guys. We're going to throw in like Josh Allen, couple NFL quarterbacks too. Now they all got shoes, right?
Steel-toed boots.
They're wearing steel-toed boots. They're all going to take their boots off and throw them at the gorilla. That's a, if I got 50 pitchers, 50 quarterbacks, you know, that's 100 pairs of boots getting thrown at a gorilla's head. I'm pretty sure the rest of my guys can take the gorilla out pretty quick in that case.
By the way, so, this is why women will never understand us. This is why women will never understand
that's
us.
That's well done. Well done.
He is mesmerized by this subject. Yes.
My whole analysis, I think when all is said and done, the gorilla is dead in under 3 minutes. Casualties. I don't know. 50% is probably a little high, but obviously there's going to be some casualties. Not everyone's going to survive this, but the gorilla's dead within 3 minutes. I don't know. I think that okay. This is easy.
Max bet over 3 minutes. I'm going against you, but I like the passion.
Me
I like
too.
The passion,
yep.
Jason.
Yep. I'm even on the human side. I would max bet the over three.
Yeah.
Three.
Over
minutes.
Three. It's not going.
I think
it's
like 20 minutes at least.
You don't think that a highly trained group of guys can kill a gorilla if I have a whole team of pitchers and baseball players throwing steel-toed boots at its head?
I like that everybody's gravitated to, like, yes. athletes in this, by the way. There's other people on this planet I'd choose before that.
Jason, real quick before you go, do you have any baseball plays today for us?
Actually, I have zero baseball plays today. I looked and I didn't get anything last night, so I decided seeing the Dodgers minus 320 and the Braves almost minus 300, thought maybe I'd just pass today.
Yeah, it is tough to fight the instinct about betting against some of these bad teams. Real quick, I know you're also obsessed with the Bill Belichick girlfriend situation. He's in his 70s, she's in her 20s. There was the 60 Minutes thing this weekend where she stopped the interview. We don't talk about where we met. That was a question from the 60 Minutes reporter, and she stepped in and said, we don't answer that. Are you getting to the point, because I kind of am, where I'm like, this feels like a disaster. UNC is at 7.5 season win total. I know this is a non-quantifiable thing, but we've all lived a little. This doesn't feel right. Are you making bets against this?
I've not bet against it yet, but it absolutely doesn't feel right. If this was one of my family members, I would be incredibly concerned for Belichick. I thought the whole interview was embarrassing, that the last couple months of his life have been pretty embarrassing, and I hope somebody around him steps in sooner than later. But I thought really just showing up to that interview in his beat up old shirt, like, he just looks like, I don't know, schmuck at this point in his life. I'm not respecting him as the greatest coach of all time anymore. I think this ends as a disaster, and I'm not even sure he gets to the first week of the season in North Carolina right now. I mean, he's in a bad spot, and I hope his friends reach out to him and try to get through to him, because he needs somebody in his life to kind of get him back on.
You know, the Athletic reporting that they were going to do Hard Knocks with UNC. Belichick wanted to do it. Lombardi wanted to do it. They were going to have cameras in both of their offices, and she was the one who squelched it. Jason, thank you for that wonderful dissertation. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
JVT on the NBA next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Looking for a new way to feel the rush this Kentucky Derby? First Bet is your front row seat to the fastest 2 minutes in sports and so much more. Bet on the Derby and hundreds of other races every day at firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. New users can use promo code VSiN200 to grab a $200 sign-up bonus. Get ready. The Derby starts at firstbet.com. We get tweets of beating the book. Best listeners of the game. Appreciate the feedback. J&J Watering Hole. Thank God I'm 58, and from those stats, I'm unable to be drafted into the Gorilla Massacre.
Yes.
That's right. They did not meet the demographic requirements.
There were age requirements.
From ChatGPT. Jesse Welch, it is incredibly disappointing that DraftKings, once again, is not doing the month-to-month MLB most wins market. Why April and then nothing else? We don't know. We speculate, but we don't know. Hoops by Hoots. Make sure you let me know if you're going to be using Josh Allen for your team to take down the gorilla, Jason. I need time to make a trade in my dynasty league and get off of him. It's very true. And Corbin, so what you're telling me, Gil, is that if you put 100 Kelly Bidlins and one gorilla up against each other in an old-fashioned Donnybrook, and that gorilla is standing in the way of Kelly and his fancy umbrella drinks, I don't think the gorilla stands a chance in hell.
Yeah, no. See, like, this is where I'll push back. The gorilla definitely wins that battle because all 100 Kellys would be arguing with each other about who's going to get sacrificed.
Yo, Worth.
Still agree on the right move, but, like, no, it's that we'd all argue with each other.
Yo, Worthy 311, Hard Rock Bet in Florida does not have North Carolina season win total up at all. and A. Brown on Jason. That's a baseball weighs 5 ounces. Steel-toe boots average 4.1 pounds. No chance MLB pitchers have enough accuracy to consistently fire at, come in contact with Gorilla's head. They throw one locked down at their elbow, call for the bullpen cart, and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, it was really well thought out by Jason, but I disagree with a lot of his strategies. I thought my broken bone idea was a lot better.
Weapons. You're not allowed to have weapons. And finally, Chance Copperpot, the hard-hitting, deep-dive sports betting conversations you need. Bill's girlfriend and Gorilla versus Men. I'm here for it. Thank you, Chance. Appreciate it. Jason Weingarten, that will probably be the crescendo on the Gorilla, but who knows? It may come up again. Maybe even now. Our senior NBA analyst and co-host of Money Moves is with us. He does Money Moves each and every day here right after this show with Stormy Bonatoni. He's in studio with us now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jonathan Von Tobel at me, JVT, on the old Twitter machine. How you doing, John?
I'm good. I'm good. Very good. Still getting used to like bringing the energy up this early in the morning. You know, usually I can just be kind of sour and sit in front of my computer for a couple of hours.
Don't the kids wake you up anyway, even if you didn't have
a show? Oh, they do, but like I'm like, you know, in a bad mood. So like I get to like sit around and just kind of like be me for a little bit. But now I have to bring up the energy, especially with I know Stormy comes off as a sourpuss, but I do have to match the energy.
How much caffeine does it take you to get going in the morning?
So this is a big thing. It's actually a big debate in my house because my wife thinks I have too much caffeine. I actually measure how much I have caffeine. I am at about 310 milligrams of caffeine a day. That's what I generally keep myself at.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Recommended
you've
dose.
You've gone down.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually.
You've gone down.
Yeah, usually I think the recommended like max amount you're supposed to have is around 400. So I'm trying to keep it down.
You're a healthy guy.
I was talking to Dr. Bob. He has kids, right? A little older than yours, yesterday on the phone. I'm like, how are your kids doing, Bob? Because that's what you asked somebody. He's like, well, the boy is selfish. Self-centered, and I'm like, good God. Sorry.
My answer
you.
To that is they're alive.
They're alive.
And that's like the main goal of parenting.
All right, John. We almost feel apologetic to you because it feels like we have you on after the Clippers lose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How down 3-2 now to the Nuggets after they I saw your tweets last night. You were not happy with the Clippers' effort. How do you feel about this now?
So I was reminiscent of, it's actually one of my favorite, this will make sense in a second. It's one of my favorite Ime Udoka stories when he was coaching the Boston Celtics, where I don't know what game it was, but he reportedly calls a timeout and gets the huddle together and reportedly tells them, will you guys stop playing like a-holes, and then walks away. Like that was the entirety of the huddle, and I felt like they needed that timeout at some point, and it never came yesterday. They played like a-holes on defense. Like that looked, with the way that I have described the Clippers when they play like that, I think the perfect word that comes to mind is apathy. They look apathetic. They look like a team that thinks they are the better team and doesn't come with the required energy. And I think that is the downside of having a superstar like Kawhi Leonard, who never gets too high or never gets too low. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes you need to get a little high. And then the other power, the other pole, if you will, the North Star, whatever, is James Harden, who is James Harden. So I don't think that really helps in a series in which we have seen this team do it before. The Nuggets have been to the mountaintop. They have won. They have the best player on the planet. They are a fiery group of guys who actually look like they take it somewhat seriously. And I think that is one of the big things that has worked against the Clippers here. The Nuggets are consistent. I think the Clippers are better even to this moment, but the Nuggets are consistent. And I think that it makes the biggest difference in the world.
Clippers 6.5-point favorites tomorrow night, game 6.
It makes... I think 5 is more fair. Like, I think you're probably more in like the range of 5. That's very much like super bounce back territory there. I think you guys were talking with Will, like 7s were out there earlier.
There's 7s. Yeah. To me, that is quite the over adjustment for a must win game. I mean, must win game for the Clippers, but it's too much.
I think there's a lot you would point to that says there's a lot of evidence that says the Clippers are better. Having said that, they've not played like the better team over the course of 5 games because they're down 3-2. And what have you seen outside of game 3, where they blew them out, that would tell you they're going to be consistent enough to cover that number for you? That, to me, is where I would kind of draw the line and say, like, I'd rather be on Denver. I do think the Clippers win, and we have seen Kawhi do this. If you go back, the last series that he actually finished as a Los Angeles Clipper healthy, they were down 3-2 to the Dallas Mavericks. They went to Dallas in a game 6. He dropped like 45 points. He was incredible. They won the last 2 games of that series. They ended up winning in 7. They're capable of doing it. I just don't know if I want to lay such a big number and expect them to do it.
If the Clippers don't get out of this series, whether it's game 6 or game 7, are you vowing never to do this Clippers thing again?
Here's my issue with that, right? Is if they lose, let's say they lose in 7, but Kawhi is healthy, this is theoretically the first time we've seen them play with Kawhi fully healthy in a playoff series since 2020. It's just a different team
from what we've seen the past.
You know, I keep
years.
Going back to you talk about all these teams, right? These different iterations. The cliche in the NBA is you have to fail before you succeed, or make a different phrase of that. We saw the Oklahoma City Thunder, okay, play in, then lose to the Dallas Mavericks, and now the expectation is you take a step forward and maybe win the Western Conference. Like we talked about, we haven't really seen this from this Clippers team. This is the first iteration, to use Kelly's version of it. This is literally just the core of James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and Ivica Zubac, and then a lot of other different
quality pieces around. Right. It's a deeper team than what it's been before.
Now, like the thing against it, right, the point of evidence against it is, well, yeah, but Kawhi and James are old, and that another year maybe you don't fall apart. But I at the end of the day, even if they lose in seven, hell, if they lose in six, and you tell me again next year Kawhi's healthy all year long, why would I not think that they could still win a playoff series or two?
I do think that this is one of those. This is one of those series that you've made this point a couple times. That hey, guys like me and JVT who bet the NBA every single day.
I make this
in the
point
regular
every
season
year.
Versus the playoffs. Yes. Right. This is. Hey, I'm watching series tickets that are going to burn up in front of my eyes. Possibly JVT. Mm-hmm. I think you are too. But it's the. I bet on the better team. This is the better team. You can't convince me otherwise that Clippers are not the better team. But when you have the best player on the planet, and like you said, the consistency mm-hmm. that you can rely on with that starting unit with Denver, it's been the entire difference in the series.
Yep.
Your Ime Udoka story reminds me of, you ever heard the Adam Sandler joke from, this is his imitation of the coach, the opposing coach, when Wilt scored 100 in Hershey, Pennsylvania, his imitation of the opposing coach. Who's got Wilt? And that was the whole bit. That was the whole bit. I love that. All right, tonight, John, Golden State, Houston, Minnesota, the Lakers. These are similar in that both home teams are down 3-1, game fives. Rockets favored by 4, Lakers favored by 6. Total in the Golden State game is 204. Total in the T-Wolves, Lakers is 209.5. Do you have a play, sir?
So my initial thought, and I want to see what this is going to be, but actually I bet the over in the first quarter for Minnesota-LA. Logic here being that I think they're going to go back to what they call that Lasers lineup, the lineup that they closed out that second half with against the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. If you look at what that lineup can do, it is a five-out lineup. It spaces the floor. It almost kind of, not eliminates, but does. I mean, look, they closed the game with Naz Reid instead of Rudy Gobert. It forces them to play a little bit differently. Second half offensive rating with both teams is 124.1, like identically. They really turned up the efficiency. And I think, I would assume, J.J. Redick is going to start those five. Like, you have to. I think that is the adjustment that you make. And if that is the case, I think it lends itself to a little bit more scoring for both teams. And I think instead of getting these horrendous scoring games that we have seen in L.A., I think you get a little bit more offensive fluidity here if he indeed goes in that direction. So I thought playing that first quarter over would be something worth it. Total right now is 51, and I think that's something worth looking at, even if you want to pair with the Lakers, -2.5. But I think that adjustment should warrant some more scoring here for these teams.
Rockets, Warriors, anything?
So this one feels like, I feel like this is a play of principle. Like, I took 4.5 with Golden State when
wow,
I was up there.
There's one of you out there. Yeah, I've been sitting on the sidelines just listening to everybody talk about the Rockets.
Here's the thing. Like, the 4.5 to me was, again, it was just a numbers play. Like, that seems very too much. Again, the swing from going 4.5 the last game in Golden State to 4.5 here is very extreme. Having said that, there will be adjustments. I would expect that Steven Adams starts. I would expect they go double big again. I would expect Ime Udoka to not coach like an a-hole, to use his own term like he did down the stretch. But I just think that this is a very big swing for a team that does have its own issues defending Steph Curry. We have seen it greatly. Jimmy Butler's a little bit healthier, too. I think it's a little too far.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of positives to take away from that, from the Houston side, from that last game, like the Steven Adams factor. But who are we relying on? Who are you confident that's going to score for this Houston team?
I know you got 20 seconds. I just want to say that really quickly. This number tells you the Rockets are better. I don't believe that.
I don't
either. And so that, to me, is worth taking 4.5.
Real quick, do you anticipate tomorrow night being on the Pistons, -2?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I would think so. Cleveland, -7.5, game one against the Pacers. Sound about right to you?
I think Cleveland can run them out of the building. I'm a big Cleveland guy.
So, like, -450 for the series is kind of low, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so, too. That number was odd to me. JVT, everybody, coming up top of the hour with Stormy on Money Moves, our senior NBA analyst. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. All our bets recap next.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Majestic downtown Las Vegas. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, everybody. You can follow him on Twitter at Kelly Bidlin. That's how you pronounce it. Spell it
that
phonetically.
That won't be confusing at all, yeah.
Kelly E-Y Bidlin. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. best listeners, Ian McDonald. Embarrassing for Belichick, please. Have you seen the wide receivers he drafted for the Patriots? Now that's embarrassing.
Hey!
Hey-o. Rat City, Titans Insider. Enough with this gorilla talk. How do we get this on pay-per-view already or headline a UFC main event Dana White? This needs to happen. Gorilla minus 375. That's it? Minus 375? He tagged Dana White. He wants Dana to make this happen. Keno Walker, 100 men versus gorilla. Nobody has factored in the heart of a man. 20% of men will charge on and be the example. The other 80% will make a business decision and live to tell all on a numbers game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're invited.
I mean, that's the problem. That goes back to if it's 100 Kellys, it's 100 Kellys making business decisions, and then everybody gets wiped out.
Brian M., for the gorilla, what about 50 tribal mothers and their 50 doctor sons? Only son that is a doctor. Fantastic, by the way. Rula, that was great. As Drew was speaking yesterday, I was trying to get in on American Promise, but FanDuel had it 10 to 1. Oh, that's a bad number. That's a bad number. And then this is from Schmohawk. Schmohawk at Mikey Betts. He says, Gil, blink twice if Team Sviantek has you under a positive speak-only contract for life. I'm still waiting for your hot take. You stashed away 100 EGA clones on clay would steamroll a gorilla. Well, if it's on clay, absolutely. She'd win that. He goes, here's the rub, though. The gorilla's nickname is Ostapenko. Yeah, no, that's going to be a problem.
That last time Ben Wilson filled in for you. Oh, man. I had so much fun that whole week.
Wyatt did it, too.
Yeah, Wyatt did it, too. He's just a copycat now.
We didn't
at this
even get
point.
3 minutes in. Wyatt's like, I've got this planned.
Yeah, but like, see, that's the difference. Ben was trying to legitimately handicap tennis and bet against Iga and had a great argument for it. But, of course, I wouldn't let it go for a whole week. I was like, you just came on here and you're just going to slander Iga like this?
Again, Iga undefeated ever since Wyatt Tomczyk opened his mouth and said bad things about her. G-Bank is our official bank here at Visa. They are responsible for all of our best bets being recapped each and every day on the show, as is the case today. Once again, got this from Drew Dinsick yesterday. American Promise, 16 to 1, baby, plus 1602 to be exact, in the Derby this Saturday. Mike Somich will have something to say about this tomorrow. Chris Velika will have something to say about this on Friday. Maybe we'll even hear from Drew again on Friday. And if you missed it, May most wins Major League Baseball, Padres installed at 25 to 1 yesterday at Circa. I sprinted across town, literally. It was sort of like a walk slash run.
Can you actually describe this more? Because me and you were texting. And
I left the show yesterday morning.
Yeah, I don't think everybody understands Vegas, where we're at, where you live, where you were at when this happened.
So we left the show here yesterday at Circa. Only William Hill Caesars had these up here in town. MGM did not. By the way, MGM's not doing it again.
Goodbye. I don't think so.
So only William Hill Caesars had it up. But they had the Padres. The Padres went from 16 to 1 to 12 to 1, then back to 14 to 1, whatever. And I had them already in my head because I'd done the research. So I went to the window here at Circa and I'm like, hey, when are y'all putting out your May wins? And they said, they called up and they said, it's going to be out in a few hours. So I spent the early part of yesterday, keep refreshing my Circa app to see where they would have the Padres. So of course, right, I decide to go across the strip. I live in the middle of the strip. I go across the strip to Miracle Mile. Now I'm in no man's land. I don't have my car. And what is it? Tuscany is a sprint away. And by sprint, I mean, it's a good sprint.
I mean, it's a solid, at least 2.5 miles from
there? No, it's not 2.5 miles, but it is like a half mile.
It's got to be further than that.
Not by my...
Maybe I was giving you too much credit then.
No, I mean, so it's a ways. You wouldn't do it. Let's put it that way.
No, I would not do it at all. Are you kidding me?
Anyway, of course, I refresh it there, and there pops up the May wins, and it's Padres 25 to 1. So now I have the choice. Do I go back and get my car, or do I do the old walk sprint through Vegas to Tuscany? Guess what I did? I walk sprinted, got there. 25 to 1 was still there, made the bet.
Hey, are you just walking down Flamingo in this scenario?
Walk slash run, Kelly. Yes, down Flamingo.
That's the funniest part.
Yeah, if you were
familiar with Las Vegas at all, just to see Gil fast walking down Flamingo off the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard.
Is that Gil?
It's a very funny image in my mind.
By the way, can I just shout out Circa? Not only thank you for putting this market up, but they take a bet.
Yep.
And I just want to say that, too. This is not one of these nonsense ones where they're like, oh, we'll give you a couple hundred bucks. This is not that. So, really, shout out to Circa for doing this the right way.
And I see you, Derek Stevens. I see where you're setting up shops around town. It's very strategic. You got one at the north end, right? Tuscany's right by you. Yeah. And down at the Silverton now. So, you got the south end of town covered.
Oh, look, you've made a basketball bet.
Oh, I'm in on the Wolves. Lakers in trouble tonight. I like the Wolves. You're giving me over 5 points in this game. I think there's value still on that Timberwolves number. They've been a better team this series. I think you saw a little panic out of the Lakers in that last game with going that lineup for the whole second half. I think you're going to see heavy minutes out of those guys again tonight. JVT was just kind of talking about the first quarter. I think that bet makes a lot of sense because I don't know how winded some of those Lakers are going to be by the second half. Because, look, they're not going to play them the whole game, Gil, but like we talked about yesterday, Redick, I'm not going to blame the guy all that much. He doesn't have that many other options to turn to. And when you're going to that, in game four, it shows you how much concern is in his mind.
You and I are sharing a brain because I think that's going to be my play tonight, as well as not only a real bet, but also in the VSiN Killer Sports NBA Playoff Challenge. I think it's going to be the Timberwolves plus the points. And let me just say this about sharing a brain. You and I were two of only three people, and the third was Fezzik. He can't make another pick in the first round. So we were the only two people that didn't make picks last night. Mm-hmm. And the collective record of everybody who did last night was 5-25.
Like everybody was on the Clippers. Like
everybody was on the Clippers. Everybody was on the Pacers plus minus the points. So that was a night where the field sort of came back to the pack. And right now the leader is still Doug Kazarian, 14-5 at the top of the VSiN Killer Sports NBA Playoff Challenge. Steve Fezzik in second in the clubhouse at 13-7. And you, sir, along with Alex Christensen and JVT,
Noobs,
all three of you have 11 wins. You have 11-6. So you were the biggest beneficiary of that last night. You
I'll
and
take
Fezzik.
It. I'll take it. It's going to be quite a race. One other bet that I probably will play. I think I'm going to play in the Rockets. In the Rockets Golden State game, I think I have player prop. I've got circled Jalen Green over threes made. The offense has to come from somewhere. Jalen Green, with how much he kind of took a step back last game, I think he's going to be launching shots.
Will Hill was on the show. He's got a bunch of picks, three in the NBA. He is on the Rockets minus the points against the Dub Show tonight. He's on the Lakers minus the six against the T-Wolves. So we'll be oppo there. And then tomorrow night, I think everybody's, including myself, is going to be on the Pistons minus two versus the Knicks as the Pistons look to stave off elimination in that best of seven and force a game seven back in the Garden in New York. He's also on the Yankees Orioles over 9.5 runs today. Povich on the hill for the O's. That never goes well or doesn't seem to. And then this prop bet that he made, which we had to clarify, he is on the field at 4-1 to win MVP against Aaron Judge. So you get every other player in the American League, every other player, except the one named Aaron Judge. You got it at 4-1.
I think I'm going to tail him on this one.
Where is that available? Do we know where that is?
Just DraftKings right now. I'm staring at it. I haven't checked elsewhere, but great market, but give me the field. It's April 30th.
April 30th? Yeah, meaning the date is April 30th, meaning there's 5 months of baseball to be played.
Every other player in the American League.
Yeah, totally. Caps tonight. A.J. Schultz from RotoWire was on with us. He had a couple hockey bets. Caps on the puck line tonight as the Caps look to close out the Montreal Canadiens. Let's go, Caps. Rock the red. And then he's on Connor Hellebuyck in the Jets game tonight, under 21.5 saves. Connor Hellebuyck, under 21.5 saves, plus 105. It's a little prop bet in one of the other games tonight, the Winnipeg game, knotted up at two games apiece in that best of seven. JVT was just with us. He is taking a creative way to bet the Wolves and Lakers tonight. He says J.J. Redick's going with that group of five that he went with for the entire second half the other night early. He knows that for sure. First quarter over 51. We can count on J.J. to start them. And I'm with you. What else are the Lakers going to do, by the way? Not going to play these guys ad nauseum. By the way, those are all of our bets for the day. Courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSiN. Every show, every host, every guest, every sport. Recapping at the end of every show. By the way, GBank upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new GBank Visa Signature Card customers first. New customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Jamie Leva just wants to point this out about the gorilla thing. He said, I feel like people are picturing Magilla Gorilla as the opponent. We stand no chance, he says. Are you familiar with Magilla Gorilla?
No,
it's an old cartoon from our childhood.
I was talking with someone yesterday about did you ever see the 1996 hit film Congo?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking like those gorillas because they were kind of like, you know, I don't know, they were better, rabbit or something.
Better book than movie, by the way.
Yes. Congo. Yes.
Was that Michael Crichton?
I believe it was.
I believe it was. All right. We've done all we could do. I'm sure we could have done more, but, you know, we like to say that.
Stormy and JVT 5 days a week.
Yo. Yeah, man.
Love that pairing.
Those two getting along okay?
Yeah. There's some NHL NBA debates going on.
Yeah. JVT came in firing, didn't he? Money Moves, top of the hour. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.